big, big announcement this afternoon, something we do every year on KMOX.
That KMOX has been involved in for well over 50 years. It's the Women of Achievement, and I have been given the distinct honor, a little nervous about this, of announcing this year's 10 women who are being honored. And the Women of Achievement mark, which started in 1955 by the Globe Democrat newspaper, KMOX has been involved from almost the very beginning, was created because there was a recognition then and now that women make just an immeasurable impact on the community through their voluntary efforts. And so I've said for many, many years, I've been involved for 15 years, that they have changed the landscape of St. Louis through their volunteerism. So here we go with this year's 10 Women of Achievement for 2015. In the area of community betterment, it's Carol Bartle from Caseyville, Illinois. She's been making a difference in the Metro East for nearly 30 years with numerous organizations, among them the American Cancer Society and the Women's Crisis Center. Next, from Creve Coeur in Social Justice, is Lisi Bernstein. She is a 25-year volunteer who is focused on women, children, and families. She has worked to increase access to health care and public education. And I am giving you just a snippet of what these women do, because no woman who's ever honored by the Women of Achievement is just involved in one organization that they have in common. Next, in cultural enrichment, it is Sarah Burke of St. Louis. First as a dancer in East St. Louis with the Dunham Company, then working as an artist in the St. Louis community over the decades. She's provided increased access to arts and helped to improve race relations in our community. And in educational leadership, many of you know this name, Maxine Clark. You know her as the founder of Build-A-Bear, of course, but she has been a tireless advocate for educational quality and excellence in St. Louis. And in educational improvement, it's Betsy Douglas. Betsy is a dedicated volunteer who has been at work volunteering in the St. Louis community since the mid-70s, among the institutions that she lends her energy to: the Scholarship Foundation of St. Louis, Care and Counseling, and St. Michael School. And next, in the area of multicultural leadership, is Dr. Ghazala Hayat. I said she's a doctor. She's more than that. In addition to her distinguished medical career, she's deeply involved as a volunteer in interfaith and intercultural activities in St. Louis, instrumental in enhancing relationships among Muslims and other faiths. She arranges panel discussions and seminars to deal with, to combat really misconceptions and intolerance. And in youth enrichment, we say thank you to Lee Etta Hoskins of Berkeley. She is an advisor for Top Teens of America, among other many civic organizations. And in educational philanthropy, Carol Loeb, who is an in addition to her civic endeavors in science, technology, engineering, and math, whether it is at Washington University's medical school, middle and high school, in those curriculums, or in the FIRST, which is a very large program for inspirational and recognition of science and technology, Carol's involvement in the community at all levels of education has created a legacy, a lasting effect, really. And in humanitarian concerns, from Richmond Heights, Sherry Sherman is a woman of achievement this year. She's devoted the last 30 years to making the St. Louis area a better place. One of her passions is Missouri Children's Burn Camp. And in community advocacy, Pamela Talley. She spends countless hours helping the residents of North St. Louis in positive ways. She lives in the historic Lewis Place neighborhood, where she serves as a strong advocate for rebuilding the community and stabilizing and revitalizing not just families, but businesses as well. And Mark, people can learn more about them by going to KMOX.com. And we invite you to attend what has to be one of the best events and luncheons in the St. Louis area, where all the women are honored that day. It's May 5th at the Ritz-Carlton. It is a luncheon, and it is just a wonderful time. These women walk out of there on cloud nine, and they don't. Here's something interesting about all of them. And again, I've been involved with this for years. They don't want to be recognized. Most of them, they like to be behind the scenes. They do what they do, and they've been doing it for decades. And being on stage in front of 1,000 people is a little nerve-wracking to them, because they just like to make a difference and just keep on volunteering.
Yeah, but it's good to honor them, and that's one of the reasons we set this up. Now, is there an opportunity for people to attend that luncheon then?
Yes, they can go to KMOX.com for the ticket information, and the tickets do generally sell out every year, so I invite you to get involved early, get your tickets early on, and we will recognize Women of Achievement on our website, KMOX.com, as well as during the luncheon that day.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Congratulations to everyone.